fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, it is Monday, the 19th day of September, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, and here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and pray with your team. That's your echo tip for your prepper tip of the day. Okay, let's see where we are here. All right. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating EMP Shield equipment will give you the peace of mind you need. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on. And just so you know, I think there might be something going on with the audio, your audio. It seems a little low and echoey for some reason. I don't know if it's me or...
I just got rid of the echo. So,
okay.
Yeah. So how's that? A little bit better?
It's good. It just seems like the comparatively to the music, it seems a little low, but it's okay.
Oh, we're working on it. It's a work in progress. Sure. I got a new soundboard, and I'm still learning how to work it here. But we made the echo go away, at least. Okay, Andrew. The matters that we speak about every week continue on. The war in Ukraine has taken on a whole new aspect about a week ago. It kind of surprised me that the Russians did not attack Ukrainian electric power grid before now. But beginning about a week ago, they did start attacking the power. And we can speculate about why they waited 9 months, but they did. It appears that they're getting more serious, doesn't it?
It certainly does. To me, it seems like they've changed their strategy. So, you know, they maybe was hoping that the war of attrition over time was going to work, and it didn't. And they don't want to spend, maybe they don't want to spend too much time, energy, and resources. So now they're kind of going a little harder and hitting the more valuable infrastructure targets, which is what I would have presumed they would have done in the beginning. But, you know.
Right. Well,
I have no idea.
typically we, at least we have the examples of these recent 20-year wars. When we went against Iraq, first thing we did was take out their ability to shoot down an airplane. What didn't we?
Right.
Yeah, and so forth. A lot of concern on some fronts about the what's going on with our sun and something called the Grand Solar Minimum, which I don't believe is connected to coronal mass ejections. It may be, it may not be. I'm not a scientist. But the activity of the sun is what really affects our weather and our lives, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. It affects everything, the globe, the weather. Basically, the way that we live currently around the world is 100% impacted by the sun and what it is or is not doing.
Yes. Well, what we do with the EMP shield, of course, is help people understand this equipment, that it will protect them from both lightning and from coronal mass ejections and from EMP. So it's actually all three things that the EMP shield devices protect from, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, and that was the goal. You know, obviously there's a lot of surge protectors out there, but even from a lightning perspective, most of them don't guarantee lightning protection, which EMP shield does. Now, it was designed specifically for the defense of EMP, you know, and the negative effects of the energy inducing, and to be able to deter those effects on operational electrical systems, whether it be a vehicle, a home, you name it. We pretty much have a solution for pretty much any electrical system. But the other benefit is the ability to protect against coronal mass ejection, which is kind of one of those, it's a matter of when it's going to happen, not if it's going to happen. But we do know eventually that is going to occur. And depending on the scale of the coronal mass ejection, it could be, you know, absolutely detrimental to the power grid. There's also been instances where it might just take down portions of grid for a couple days or a couple weeks. So having the ability to protect, you know, your home and the electronics inside of your home from the impact of that is incredibly valuable and in many cases life-saving.
It is. It is. And what we have with the EMP shield is, as far as we know, completely unique in the industry, a $25,000 insurance policy we offer for people to protect from lightning. That's very unusual, very special, isn't it?
It is. It's incredibly unusual. And this is what's kind of, you know, weird about it, is a lot of people have this perspective, and it's because of the marketing of other surge protectors that they're buying lightning protection. Some might even imply that there's lightning protection, like show what's your location on the map, and this is where lightning occurs more often. But what you need to do is kind of dig into a couple of different things. The first would be the warranty. And I challenge anybody to go look this up. Go look at the warranty of some of the major surge protectors out there, and you will see a couple things. So number one, they won't cover acts of God, which is lightning. So right there, that tells you that they're not going to cover lightning damage. Number two is a lot of them will cover over voltage, which is a big word for power surges. So I don't see what good having a surge protector would be if it doesn't cover the things that you would presume it to cover. And that's not to say that all surge protectors are bad, but when it comes to EMP shield, you're getting a guarantee. We guarantee that we'll protect you against lightning. That includes, you know, a direct lightning strike on the pole right outside of your house. We guarantee protection. If it doesn't do its job, we'll cover up to $25,000 in damage. And another thing that makes it unique is that you don't have to use your home's insurance policy first, which is what a lot of the major, you know, surge protection companies do, is they say, okay, use your home's insurance policy, and then anything that's not covered there, we will cover the rest. You know, so they'll throw out big numbers like $50,000, but no, they're never going to pay it out. Should they have to, because you're going to be using your home's insurance policy first, and then obviously most of them won't cover the lightning and sometimes the over voltage. With us, we're the exact opposite. So we know our devices work. We've had thousands of homes get hit by lightning. They're incredibly effective, even direct lightning strikes, and we've got tons of stories of that occurring. But should the device not do its job, we will cover the cost of the damage up to $25,000.
Well, plus another bonus. The EMP shield has graciously offered my listeners a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. That adds up pretty quick, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. You know, if you have a, as an example, you know, let's say that you're buying EMP Shield because you want lightning protection for your home and also EMP protection. But you have a family with maybe two cars. So that's three devices that you might want to get. You would save $150. I mean, that's an incredible amount of money that you're saving with this special discount for the show.
Outstanding. Well, I know our listeners are unusual in the fact that most of my listeners do something most Americans don't do. They actually own and read books. That's highly unusual in today's society, unfortunately, but that's the way it is. And they're very aware of world events, what's going on with the war in Ukraine.
Sure.
The U.S. is talking about, or I should say the United States is talking about sending some what might be called mid-range missiles to Ukraine, which could reach into the Russian homeland. Russia has said that that's a red line that cannot and will not be crossed. They're not saying what they'll do if that red line is crossed, but it doesn't sound good, does it?
It doesn't, and you never really know. Yeah, I think we spoke about this a week or two ago, but you know, the way that they define what would be crossing a line is normally very vague deliberately. But they certainly don't want medium to long-range missiles going to Ukraine because then they can reach cities within Russia. To them, even, they're like, oh, now it's a bigger threat. And that's possibly why they're ramping up their infrastructure efforts to take down certain portions of infrastructures, because maybe they know they're coming, or quite possibly those missiles are already in country in Ukraine. So let's hope that that doesn't stir something to or escalate to a higher level, but, you know, it's certainly, it's defined by them, it possibly could.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252, and we'll take your question or comment. I got a question. My personal setup, we have a bank of batteries, we have an inverter, and my EMP Shield device is set up less than 150 feet away from it. Will that protect the inverter and the equipment we have in our powerhouse?
So the EMP Shield is connected prior. Where's the EMP Shield connected? It normally would be prior or right into the charge controller. Is that your setup as well?
No, it's set up on the circuit breaker panel.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying. So what the home EMP Shield is going to do is protect everything on the 120-240 side, all the way up to that inverter, even the portion of the inverter that's 120-240 is going to protect that. And then, of course, on your solar side, you're going to have your solar protection as well. But absolutely. So what's unique about the EMP Shield, one of the things, is it's, if you look at a normal surge protector, it's only protecting from the grid into the house. So it's doing its best to stop some of that small overvoltage from entering. EMP Shield is different because we can take huge amounts of energy and we pull it very quickly. And we're also looking in both directions. So we're looking out to the grid because we need to see that energy coming. And we're also looking inward into the house. And the reason being is with an EMP, you have that direct induction of free electrons. It's going directly, inducing directly into the home's electrical system, to include even the appliances and certain things that are connected or plugged into the system, which we also protect. So what's basically anything that's 250 linear feet inside of the home, which is the equivalent of 10,000 square feet, we kind of break it down that way to make it simple for folks. So if your house is 10,000 square feet or less, the EMP Shield is protecting everything inside of your house on that 120-240 side. And we're just talking for the home breaker box device.
Okay. Well, the inverter, of course, goes from 12 volts to 120. And it's actually in a separate building in what we call our powerhouse. So it's protected also?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yes, the inverter is protected.
Okay. That's good news. If I had to buy another EMP Shield device, I would. But if I don't, that's certainly good news. Glad to hear it.
So if I recall, John, you're running
nickel iron alkaline batteries with hydro.
Right. Right. Yep. Gotcha. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Yep. Hydroelectric is marvelous. If you got a way to do it, it certainly is marvelous. Yes. We move forward informing people every week about this. We have new listeners every week. We have our first break coming up in about 4 minutes. That'd be a great time for you to, once again, as always, give the summary of what in the world EMP is, how does it work, how to protect from it, and how EMP shield protects from it. Because these new listeners every week, they're clueless about the nuances of what all this means and how to protect from it. And we're helping people.
Absolutely.
Every week, aren't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's good, a good refresher, even for folks who may have listened last week, to hear it again. You know, because I'll often change the way I explain it, you know, sometimes to make it, like, a little bit different, and then sometimes it clicks one way and maybe not another. So it's always good to have a little bit of redundancy in learning about it, and then hopefully people kind of get a better understanding of how it works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you've got your own sources. What are you hearing about the war in Ukraine that you can share with us?
You know, to be honest, I haven't been getting a lot of information lately. And part of it is we've been incredibly busy, kind of like what we always are. But I've been so focused on work and everything that I haven't really been getting a lot of info. But I did hear a little bit about what you explained with the medium to long range missiles. And, you know, to me, I'm interested to see how Russia reacts, if that is actually what's occurring. You know, we have to take everything that we hear with a grain of salt, unless you've got multiple valid sources that you can, you know, you know are valid that have confirmed the same thing. We never really know what's going on through the news, but if that's the case, then we need to keep our eyes open. And it's something interesting that I did see. It wasn't from a credible source, but it certainly was everywhere online, was something about the 24th, which I kind of take those warnings with a grain of salt as well, but... this one seems to be kind of traveling around the internet a lot. So I'm very interested to see if something does occur on the 24th. I don't know if it's directly related to Ukraine and Russia, or maybe it's something else. But I have heard a little bit that something may occur on that day. So I'm interested.
That's been widely circulated. It's a lot of rumor with no evidence, all I've seen.
Right, right. Which I think it started from a German politician. I don't know what he's referring to.
Remember the German parliament, yes. And he made statement on the record in the German parliament without giving any attribution as to any specific.
Sure.
So, yeah, there's not much, you know, what can you do with that? Not much.
not much, right.
It's wise to be on alert 24/7, regardless of what this German politician has said. It's always good to have a certain level of alertness anyway, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And, you know, a good practice is to just always be prepared. Then you don't have to worry if something's going to happen. Your biggest worry should just be always trying to maintain your highest level of readiness possible. That way, if something occurs at a time that you weren't expecting it, which is the way it normally would work, you're ready to go. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I don't know if you're aware of it, but... in 2017, I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic, about my work concerning my interviewing 20 veterans who don't know each other, that over a 30-year period of time, they all attended classified briefing that the Navy put on about rising ocean level. And what I found out over the years talking about this publicly, Andrew, is when a person has a question about a date or a time frame, I have determined to my own satisfaction that person is not living a day-to-day life of preparedness. That's why they're so focused on a date, because they're not prepared. I've also known people living on a hobby farm, just sitting, they don't care about a date because they're doing everything every day. Here's our break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
Okay, we're back. Sunday, 19th. That's basically my grandfather's Bible study. We have Andrew with us, EMP Field. Andrew, let's hear the summary of what EMP is, how it works, how it works.
Absolutely. So, you know, for those who have probably heard the term EMP, it stands for electromagnetic pulse. And EMP, it seems like it's something coming from a science fiction book or, you know, maybe a movie or a video game. But part of my job is to let people know that EMP is a very real thing. In fact, it's one of the most devastating weapons in many of our enemies' arsenals. It's actually a weapon of mass destruction. And so what I'm going to do a little bit is I'll just give a very brief overview of how an EMP works, what causes it, and what the effects are from an EMP. So hopefully people can learn a little bit about what this is. So an EMP is actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon that goes off on the ground level like we see in a movie where you see a mushroom cloud and, you know, lots of damage and radiation. What's happening is you actually would detonate the nuclear weapon way above the Earth. So at roughly 300 miles is what we believe to be the altitude that it would probably occur. And this is an altitude that's so high, we're talking about roughly the International Space Station. So this bomb going off, you wouldn't even see during the day. And there's even a low likelihood that you would see it occur at night. So what's happening is... Oh, sorry, John.
I'm here. Okay. Sorry, Andrew.
No, it's okay.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's ours.
Okay.
And did you already begin with your explanation of what EMP is?
John?
Yes. Okay. Can you hear me?
I'm having a really, really hard time hearing you.
Okay. I was asking if you already began with your explanation of EMP.
Oh, yes. I was just explaining about the altitude.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sure. So at roughly 300 miles above the Earth, what's happening is this nuclear weapon explodes. It's pushing outwards into space, and it's also pushing downwards towards the Earth. And the blast actually causes the three phases of an EMP. There's three distinct phases, the E1, the E2, and the E3. And I'll quickly describe the way that each of these phases occurs. The first two, so the E1 and the E2, is caused by the nuclear weapon, the blast, pushing downwards towards the Earth. And this blast is occurring, at an incredibly high rate of speed, in the nanoseconds, almost the speed of light. And what's happening is the gamma radiation and the matter from this blast is shooting downwards towards the Earth and passing through the atmosphere. And when it passes through, it's actually stripping the electrons that are up in the atmosphere. There's a lot of energy up there. It's stripping those electrons and shooting them down towards the Earth. So the E1 occurs in nanoseconds. The E2 occurs in microseconds. Both are very, very fast, high rates of speed at very, very high levels of energy. So with a normal high-altitude nuclear EMP, it would be roughly 50,000 volts per square meter coming from the atmosphere towards the Earth and inducing into everything that's a conductor. And this process in the atmosphere is called ionization. And so this energy induces into everything. So pretty much anything with microelectronics, that includes transistors, resistors, diodes, substances like silicon arsenide, and also microprocessors, have been incredibly high likelihood of being destroyed and not being able to be very easily fixed. Most will be destroyed forever. So the effects of this would include your vehicle. So most modern vehicles, I'd say, post-1975, maybe post-1980, and newer, will be destroyed. They'll not be functional. They'll no longer be drivable on the road. Your home will induce this energy, and anything connected to your home's electrical system will also be destroyed. And then there's also devices that are disconnected. Say a laptop, which I'm looking at here in front of me. This laptop will also induce these freed electrons and has a high likelihood of being destroyed as well. So pretty much anything with microelectronics. The other thing to understand is, for those who know a little bit about EMP, there's a myth that the E3 portions was doing most of the damage to the electrical grid. That's actually not the case. So there is a likelihood that some things in the grid from the E1 and the E2 will be damaged or destroyed, to include, portions of substations and transformers. The E1 and the E2 will also have an impact potentially on power production facilities, to include nuclear power plants, which might mean that the power goes down initially during the first phases, which occur almost instantaneously, after you've got nanoseconds and then microseconds. So after the microseconds, the E2 is over, the damage has already occurred. There's no warning for this. That's the E1 and the E2. Now, the E3 is a little bit different, because it's created from that nuclear weapon in the atmosphere pushing outwards into space. And what's happening here is this blast is pushing on the magnetosphere. I hear the music, John.
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Please explain how Ultra Mega Extreme MAGA are terrorists. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. President Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas both keep pointing at the Make America Great Again crowd as domestic terrorists. Let's examine that idea. The MAGA people don't seem to be hiding. Many of them wear clearly identifiable clothing, like bright red hats. Most are open about their beliefs, both the religious and political. As far as I can tell, the MAGA folk just want to make America a great nation again. They want our government to think about us, the American citizens, first. They want to pay fewer taxes, want to actually feel represented in D.C., and generally want the government out of our daily lives. So please, tell me again how Let's Go Brandon became the new Allahu Akbar. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I'm doing more private consultations than ever. Did my first one the summer of 1977, typically 2 to 3 a week these days. Helping people get the information, get the clarity, get the laser focus they need to make major decisions. Also, we have several properties for sale at my website. One of them is very close by, a very high-end property that we'll be talking about some more as the week progresses with the owner. It's currently a very high-end bread and breakfast with an international clientele, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. Last but not least, I do have energy cleaners and mattress pads in stock. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Is your arthritis pain slowing you down? What are you waiting for? Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield, talking about the events today and how incorporating these marvelous devices. Let's talk about your cars for just a little bit. You got one, you should get one for your car, your spouse's car, and one for that youngster off to college so that in a worst-case scenario, they have a much better chance of getting home. And that's what we're looking for, is a much better chance. Aren't we, Andrew?
That's correct. You know, not to scare people, but it can literally be the difference between life and death. You know, they're saying it's going to be a rough winter. I couldn't imagine having to walk 100 miles home in a blizzard. I certainly wouldn't want my daughter or a spouse having to travel that far on foot after an EMP. So the ability to have your vehicle functional after an EMP is critical. Your vehicle is a tool. It's a life-saving device, and our technology is designed specifically to protect your vehicle and keep it running after an EMP.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And one of our customers, a very nice lady down in Arkansas, she runs a couple of businesses. One of them is agricultural. She has about 20 or so very expensive agricultural water pumps. Prior to meeting me at a conference, I believe that was one in Cincinnati a couple of years ago, she lost an average of 3 per year of these very expensive pumps. Which cost, I think, more than $3,000 a piece, if I recall correctly. And now she has not lost any, has she?
No, sir, she hasn't. And you know, we're very happy to be protecting her. She was having a very expensive year every year just from lightning. And so having the ability to have that guaranteed lightning protection or in the policy, the warranty that comes with it, has been very, very good for her. And it's helped her save a lot of pumps, which also means a lot of time and money.
That's what it does. That's what it does. And, you know, of course, she was building in that expected loss into her business model, just like you build in any other expected overhead. And what a relief it must be for her to have eliminated that expected yearly expense. I've suffered minor lightning damage myself. Lost a electronic scale for my postal meter, electronic postal meter. You know, that's less than $30, not a big deal. But it was disruptive, and it slowed me down for a couple of days. And I lost a cordless telephone system. It wasn't the mm-hmm. best one, but it was a good one, and you know, that caused a minor disruption. But it really had, I really mm-hmm. had peace of mind knowing that all my computers, and typically what I did for years, Andrew, I'd watch the weather. Mm-hmm. If I knew a thunderstorm was approaching, I would just walk around and unplug all my computers, other electronic devices, as a way to protect mm-hmm. from lightning. If I was leaving for a day or more, just to make sure, I would unplug everything to make sure that everything was protected from lightning. And I no longer have that aggravation of waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning when I hear thunder and thinking, oh no, it's 2 a.m. I got to get up. I got to unplug all the computers, unplug the postal meter, unplug the cordless telephone. Now, that's some real peace of mind, Andrew. And I'm really glad and happy that your company has providing it to thousands of men and women all over the country. And I congratulate you for doing so, sir.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we're protecting hundreds of thousands of you know, people and families out there, and it's good to be able to give protection and also peace of mind. You know, and even if the some of the devices you've lost, you know, we've got stories of families who lost tens of thousands of dollars, and it's just it's horrific to hear some of these stories, how they lost a computer that didn't have a backup, and or you know, having to deal with the insurance companies or pay deductibles and all these things. It's just, it's great to be able to help people. And, you know, I didn't actually finish the summary. If you want me to go through,
well, we got time. Let's go ahead and finish it. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Sure. So just real quick. So the third phase of an EMP, it's called the E3. It's also created from that nuclear weapon going off in the atmosphere. But what happens with this portion of the EMP is that blast from the nuclear weapon pushes outwards into space. And it pushes on this thing called the magnetosphere, which is basically it's around the Earth that's protecting us from space weather. And when the nuclear bomb pushes on it, it causes it to fluctuate. And so this will fluctuate for many hours, sometimes 10 plus hours, creating a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. And this low and slow charge, it's not big enough to induce into small devices or even your home's electrical system if it was disconnected from the grid. But the grid itself is a large enough antenna to induce the E3 portion. And so what happens is, because this charge goes for many hours, at a certain point, the charge builds and builds high enough to begin destroying components on the grid. So portions of substations, transformers, And remember, this energy that's inducing in the grid is finding its way into every single home, every single power plant, every single thing that is connected to the grid, ultimately taking down the grid itself, which means it will no longer be able to transport this energy from point A to point B into your home. You'll no longer have electricity. And even if you did have electricity, the E1 and the E2 would destroy all the components and portions of your home's electrical system that you would need to be functional with the power. So all of this is to say that EMP is an incredibly devastating weapon. It's so devastating that the Department of Homeland Security says that roughly 90% of the population will be dead within 1 year after an EMP. And this is primarily due to a lack of clean running water and also a lack of sewer because people will then get sick. But there's a myriad of things, lack of food, lack of resupply, lack of infrastructure, lack of communications, and many other things that will cause this level of death. So it is, although it's initially a bloodless weapon, it causes an extreme amount of death after a long period of time. And that is my basic overview of an EMP.
Very well done, as always, Andrew. Very well done. Most people, because there's been so much notoriety for at least 3 decades of this, some more obvious than others. Going back to the mid-1980s, there was a TV miniseries titled America, spelled with a K instead of a C, America with a K. The premise of the mini TV series is it begins. The opening episode is 10 years after Russia conquers the United States. They never, and I've watched the miniseries carefully 3 times, they never explain how that happened. The book, however, on which the miniseries was based, does explain that it was an EMP attack that caused Russia to be able to take over the United States. Now, that's been 30 years ago. So, there's been other movies and TV shows dealing with the effects of EMP. But just by definition, television shows are entertainment. They're not science. Rarely is there any really hard science in them. There can be, but not very much. So people have heard about this. They've been exposed to it. But the real technical, engineering, scientific reasons behind EMP, it's unknown to most people. So we're doing a great service every Monday explaining the scientific basis for EMP and how it works, as opposed to the very cursory knowledge that people get from watching movies and television shows. And this is a great service in and of itself. And at my website at thelibertyman.com, there's some more information at the EMP Shield panel that you can read. And at the EMP Shield website, there's even more, isn't there, sir?
Oh, there's a myriad of information on the website. We have a library. We've got a plethora of information, whether it's how we tested, what the device is capable of, how an EMP works. The most important thing is for people to make sure you go to thelibertyman.com first and then click on his section there, because when you eventually get to the website, it's going to give you that coupon automatically in your cart, which is going to save you a lot of money. So it's important people go there first.
Yeah, it is absolutely more important. Absolutely. The first job of all the people listening to this is to convince themselves, first of all, that this is real, that coronal mass ejections are real. The most horrific one that we're aware of in modern times is called the Carrington event, named after the scientist who figured out what happened. It took place just before the American Civil War in 1859. A coronal mass ejection so powerful that it energized the barbed wire fences that started fires in the fields, that it started fires in the telegraph offices. Now, we didn't have electricity back then. Was basically experimental in college laboratories and places like that. But we did have, east of Mississippi anyway, a very extensive telegraph system. And, of course, barbed wire fences were run all over in the eastern part of the country as well. A similar event in the modern times would shut down at least half the planet and possibly the entire planet for the following reason. Now, man-made EMP is only line of sight. It cannot and will not go over the horizon. And by the way, it is 7:45 p.m. in Bangkok, Thailand right now, for those of you who don't understand the world is round. But the EMP cannot go over the horizon. But coronal mass ejection can be powerful enough to encompass the entire planet, can't it?
Oh, it certainly can. It can encompass the entire planet. It can continue to strike the planet while the planet's turning as well. And we're talking levels much higher than an EMP. I mean, the Carrington event, which there's accounts that railroad tracks actually warped because of how much energy induced in them. But it was the equivalent of a million nuclear weapons hitting the atmosphere. So this is like world-changing, could potentially take down the grid around the globe. That's how catastrophic this is.
Now, that part of that nuance of that you just communicated about railroad tracks warping is something I had not, if I had read it, I forgot about it. Now these tracks are built to take expansion and contraction from the heat and cold, so they have quite a bit of wiggle room built in already, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They do. Absolutely, they do. And the hard thing here is because of the date that this occurred, so 1859, you know, we have some really well-recorded stuff, and then, of course, there's just, you know, hearsay and then things that have been documented but not verified. But for people who are interested, I'd say go search the 1859 Carrington event. There's a lot of accounts of certain things happening. It was a very incredible and also would be dangerous event if it occurred these days.
Absolutely. Well, coronal mass ejections are not rare. They're common. And people may say, who don't, you know, men and women who don't know any better, they may say, well, 1859, we got hit. And what's the big deal? That was more than 150 years ago. Well, here's the big deal that people don't know. These coronal mass ejections happen routinely, and they're shot out from the sun in a specific direction. We've been fortunate to not be hit by a big one. We've been hit by small ones since 1859. Mm-hmm. But we've been fortunate and blessed to not be hit by a major one since 1859. But that's only, quite frankly, a matter of time. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when another Carrington-level event hits us, isn't it, Andrew?
That's true. It's, a couple things. So, yeah, hopefully folks that are listening are picking up that this is very real. We've actually had a couple close calls in the last decade. So it is eventually going to happen again. Scientists have actually proven that this has occurred multiple times in the last several hundred years. They do say this is cyclical and we are slightly overdue, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow. It could happen in 2 years, could happen in 20, could happen in 200. We don't know because the sun does what the sun wants to do, but eventually, it's going to happen again. It's almost guaranteed. It's just a matter of when. And now, as far as on the smaller scale CMEs, there's documented events that have a small CME, just a small CME, has taken out portions of grid for several days, sometimes up to a week. That's just a tiny CME. I hope we never see one, but it is eventually going to happen.
Absolutely. Well, it's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late. And that phrase certainly applies here. The time to get a properly inflated spare tire for your car is before you need it.
Right.
If you're on the side of the road, and I encourage people to have AAA or some similar type road service, and you have a flat tire, AAA will come and take that properly inflated spare tire out of your trunk and mount it on your car for you. They'll do that for you. That's what you pay for. However, if you don't have that properly inflated spare tire on board your vehicle, you get a tow to wherever they tow you to, and a major disruption in your trip. So, something that simple, not having something that simple and fundamental, can change the outcome of your planned trip, whether it's you're going to a business meeting or whatever it might be, losing half a day, which is typically what's going to happen because you didn't have that properly inflated spare tire in the trunk, is an unnecessary disruption in your life. Not having EMP shield devices installed and working can be a massive and possibly life-threatening disruption in your entire life and world, couldn't it?
It could. So after EMP, your life's already changed forever. It's not going back to the way it was before, but if you don't have EMP shield, your life just negatively changed in an incredibly horrific way. You know, you no longer have the ability to go from point A to point B in a efficient and timely manner. Now you're on foot or some other method.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back. Andrew, that was Colonel Travis in the most recent Alamo film. Have you been to the Alamo at San Antonio?
I think I went when I was a kid, but I haven't been since I was an adult.
Well, I was invited to visit there. I was on a speaking engagement in Texas, and I'm glad it was at night. I had my photograph taken in front of the Alamo at night, because at night you can't see the 20-story buildings behind the Alamo.
Right.
Yeah. I guess I had an expectation the Alamo would be sitting out in the middle of this field like we see in the movies, but that's obviously wrong. Right. It's a major American city built up around it. But it was a very special trip, and had a lot of very strong significance for myself. And it's part of Americana. What those men did, the sacrifice they made, that they made, is part of American history and part of who we are, isn't it, Andrew?
It absolutely is. I'd love to go one day. I haven't had a chance, but next time I'm in the area, I'm certainly planning on doing it.
Absolutely. It's a national treasure. Alamo recently underwent an extensive remodeling, renovation, and a lot of controversy surrounding it. I'm not sure what all the issues are, but there was strong, very, very strong opinions on both sides of the remodeling of the Alamo historical landmark there. Well, Andrew, this hour has flown by. I was testing some new equipment at the beginning of the show. That testing continues, and the issues are taken care of for the time being, but there's more testing to be done. I'm looking to get the best quality audio I can here at Republic Broadcasting, and as we say, it's a work in progress, and I appreciate your patience in dealing with it and all our listeners. Any final comment? We got less than a minute here, Andrew.
No, I just I hope people, do your research, start looking up EMP. Remember, it's better to be, a nanosecond too soon than not have protection. So make sure you go out there. If you understand the threat of EMP, get, go to libertyman.com. Make sure you get the discount by clicking the link, and then get yourself some EMP protection. It's an incredible technology, and I hope people are understanding the threat is very real, especially these days.
Absolutely. Andrew, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Firearms Money Monday. Stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle